If you're feeling good, say yeah.
Monday motivation. We like to give you some positivity because even I can be a little negative at times, but especially to kick off the week. And Mackenzie, I want to kick it off with you if you don't mind today, because you got some really cool connections here to a story that everybody's been talking about.
Oh my goodness, so heartwarming. I'm proud to say one of my best friends, Molly Tittle, is on the line along with a gorgeous woman inside and out, Maria Bedford. And Maria and Molly gave a Westfield mom who is battling MS the surprise of a lifetime. It was just so wonderful. I want them to tell us about their experience to inspire you. Molly and Maria, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning. Having us.
So can you tell us a little bit about your St. Nicholas Day surprise that happened on Friday?
Yes, you know, Mackenzie, you guys, it was such a blessing to be and a gift from God. You know, we were able to surprise our friend Jennifer with a new handicapped bathroom remodel and a brand new van, wheelchair accessible for her so that she could become more independent. And it was just such a gift from God. And we couldn't have done all of this without the generosity, the beautiful generosity of so many people. And because this is a very brand new organization, it's called the St. Nicholas Neighbor in Need Foundation.
And how, tell us about the mom. So she's a mom of, is she have six children?
Right. She has six children. The oldest is 18 and the youngest is just in first grade. And she's suffered from MS for 25 years. She's just battled so courageously. And probably for the last, I don't know, many years, she has not been independent at all. Everywhere she goes, she has to have somebody meet her there or take her because she can no longer walk from the driver's side of her wheel or her van to the back of her van to get her wheelchair out. So she has not had any sense of independence at all. And she has taken about 6-9 months ago, she took a very, very bad fall in her bathroom. Her bathroom is not handicap accessible. So it was such a blessing for us to be able to gift her these things from the foundation and our donors. Just really such a blessing for us.
And on Friday, when you presented her with the van and that her restroom was going to be restored, what, take us through that moment, her reaction.
Oh my goodness, it's such a, like, just even reliving it is bringing just a shake and tears to my body because it was just so incredible. She was truly surprised, and it was quite cute because when St. Nicholas came in, she thought he was just coming in. We were at Freddy's. She thought he was just coming into the building, and when she finally realized he was standing in front of her and speaking to her as we were handing her towels and some goodies, for her bathroom to let her know that it was going to be remodeled. I mean, she was just in awe. We all were. It was such a blessing.
I love this. And for someone who wants to do something like this, for someone who is struggling, how can they even start like a foundation or start to help someone else like this?
Well, Molly and I just started this foundation barely 5 weeks ago. And we were quickly learning how much we don't know that we don't know. So
right, that's all of us.
Yeah. So we've had many promptings of the Holy Spirit, and God has just been opening all these doors that we didn't even know we were knocking on. So we really feel like anybody who is interested in that, they just need to pray about and explore those options. And if it's meant to be and it's blessed, then it truly is just going to happen.
And ladies, where can everybody get more information to help out with your foundation?
Sure. Well, since we're so new, we do not have a website set up, but you can contact us directly through email at saintst.nicholasneighborinneed@gmail.com. It's probably the best way to get a hold of us right now.
All right, cool. And what we'll do is it'll take a little bit because we're short-staffed today, but we will put a link up. Plus, I saw some media coverage on there, too. We'll get that up there at joemackenzie.com because that way we can definitely link up the email for everybody to check out.
Absolutely.
I never got to meet you, Molly or Maria, but you sound like some incredible women out there and some great people. Thank you so much.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Thanks for spreading the great news and the cheer.
Yes, thank you, girls. Love you.
Dang, how do I top that one? I mean, it's not a topping thing, but I want to share something. This is a mascara alert. Okay, maybe I got it because I just got a Ring, like doorbell camera, but this popped up the other day on my Facebook. I'm like, no, I can't watch it. I'm a sucker for military stuff. And this isn't a military homecoming, but the mom or dad, whoever thought this is genius, when you walk up, Mackenzie, if you don't know a Ring doorbell, it captures usually 15 to 30 seconds on there. So these kids, as soon as they started coming home every day, they knew the camera would be activated, and they started saying messages to their dad over a course of a year while he was overseas in the military. And listen to some of the stuff they said. Just imagine being the dad. I guess he could access the Ring camera online or on his phone over there. This is so cute.
Hi, Daddy. I miss you so much. I want to miss you too, Daddy, because I really want you to come back. Bye, Daddy. I'm going to go to school to learn a lot. Dada, I love you so much. Come on, soon. I love you.
Hi, Dad. I got a new haircut.
He, like, buzzed all his hair off. It's all these big life moments these kids are telling their dad about.
Hi, Dad. I miss you a lot. Over there, see you soon. It's your birthday today.
I love you so much.
Dad, I graduated from riding my bike now. All I need for help is to push, then I'm all going by myself.
How cool is that? Like his big moment where he's riding a bike for the first time by himself.
They did this every day. They recorded a little message.
Yeah, and then they put some of their stuff in there. But like, what a genius idea out there. That is so cool.
And again, you don't even realize the sacrifices, the men and women who are defending our country and fight for our freedom. I mean, and their families. So thank you so much if you're listening for your service. I mean, it's moments like these. I mean, they're missing these every day for us.
And they get to capture them right there. I love that. That's Monday Motivation. We'll put it up online for you to check out at joeandmackenzie.com. Okay. The Peloton ad, that thing's been crazy. Okay,
yeah.
Well, the Peloton woman, she's in another commercial now. Whoever got her in here, we'll tell you about that. Absolutely genius. And everything else that people are talking about that you need to know, it's coming up after Posty, Post Malone with Circles.